Good morning, Willenhall Church. I want to welcome you to this service today. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love to us. We thank you for blessing our church. We thank you for blessing all the Christian movements. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe in these hard times. We pray for all those who have gone through sufferings and those who have lost their loved ones. We pray, Lord, that you strengthen them, you will comfort us all in Jesus' name. May you bless this word. Today, I just want to make a follow-up on the Jesus Christ aftermath, after the resurrection. What he said before he flew to heaven. If you go to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you hear about the power to be given. That was the power of the Holy Spirit, which was going to be poured upon the disciples so that they could witness throughout the world. If we go to Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, we still hear that he has power on earth and in heaven. He says, all power is given unto him, meaning this authority. Therefore, he commands the disciples, even us, to preach the gospel to the end of the world, uttermost the parts of the world, meaning even here. The gospel has arrived and into the other corners of this world. The gospel is there. Jesus Christ, on the first mission, where he gave them power, he promised them power to witness. There were about 120 or so. Then in Matthew 28, there were 11 because they had lost Judas Iscariot. In Mark 16, there were still 11 because I think Mark 16 is recording what was recorded by Mark, by Matthew. So in Mark 16 is still the Great Commission, which is empowering us to preach the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world. In Matthew 9, he seems to have compassion. Compassion, when he saw the people, he saw them like the people who were suffering, like the people who really needed a leader or who really needed a shepherd. So he told his disciples that a special prayer is needed so that the people will pray for workers in the Christian ministry who will really pick the fruit. He said the fruit is ripe. Like oranges, you just pick them if they are ripe. So the people are ready to be picked into the kingdom of God. If you preach properly, if you do soul winning, you win these people to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I just want to propound following what Jesus Christ promised his disciples and what he empowered them with. If you look where we have read, actually, you heard the reading of the scriptures in Matthew 9. I have already said that he had compassion when he saw the people. My question is, I claim to be a Christian, you claim to be a Christian. When you see people, how do you feel? Do you have that compassion which was in Jesus Christ about the people who are not saved? Or do you think life goes on? Or you think everything is the same? Or do you just assume that everybody is a Christian? Jesus Christ had compassion. Do you have that hunger, that compassion, that longing to see people being saved? If so, how is your next door neighbor? How do you feel about him? How is your workmate? How do you feel about her? If you feel nothing, it means that that power which was given on the day when he was just about to fly off hasn't touched you yet. If you feel satisfied about your church, it doesn't matter if you have 100 people, if you have 1,000 people, or you have 5 people. Sometimes you just say, all the same. You have that spirit which tells you that it's all the same. Life goes on. You think you have the Holy Spirit? Has that Holy Spirit, which is the power which Jesus Christ promised his disciples to come so that they can witness? Are you not feeling to explode like myself? I feel a fire in my heart. I feel like to explode, like something you need to explode, which is really a fire, or the weight of God is right inside there. It wants to go out to be heard by the people. Do you feel the same? If you don't, maybe you seek the Holy Spirit of God, which he promised that you shall receive power. After that, you will start witnessing from here, you my witnesses. Are you the witness of Christ? If so, last year, how many people did you win for Christ? So far this year, how many people have you won for Christ? Or have you ever prayed for people to come to Christ? Maybe not, but I want to encourage you, when you read this passage, where you see the compassion of Jesus Christ, when he saw the multitudes, he felt for them, but he left a word for you and me that we need to pray for workers, those people who will come to work in the harvest, because the harvest is now ready. The harvest is here. The harvest is now. What can we do? You and I, what can we do today? If you may help me, please. If you may really help me, if you have that thing which wants to explode from your heart, a ball of fire which is really by the Holy Spirit. This is what a Christian should feel, as Christ felt. When we go to Matthew 16, we hear this great commission, that when he saw them, he told them, go ye into all the world. And he gave them all the things to do. He gave them authority, casting demons, healing the sick, and doing all these things, some miracles. That was not a doctrine as such, but those were activities which were going to be led by the Holy Spirit. If you receive the Holy Spirit, these things will lead you to, not everybody, but you will have your own gift, and she or he will have his own gift, which he will do. All these things will be a combination of miracles, which are promised here in Matthew 16. The church, which is really on fire, will see some of these things happening within them, within their members. If not, let's pray again. Let's fast for the Holy Spirit to come to touch us anew. When you go to Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, that is Matthew 28, it reads, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This power is more than dunamis. Power mentioned in other languages, dunamis. This is the power of the gospel. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So he had power in heaven, he had power on earth. That's why he was doing all these things. But when he was going, he didn't leave this power with you here. But he promised you power, which came 10 days later to infill the disciples who were still gathered praying in Jerusalem. So this is the power which is making the church grow. This is the power which is touching the world, touching the souls, many people to come to Jesus Christ. true Christians will come if they are touched by this fire. There are many people who want to be Christians because they see somebody being a Christian. They are touched by the lives of other people. Without this power, they just join organizations like that. But here we are talking about this power, which Jesus says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You are dying in your location there. Have you ever moved to touch other nations? Have you ever moved to touch other cultures? Have you ever moved to touch other languages? Or you are just there and you can't do anything. You are waiting for death, your funeral, to die without having done anything to any other person. My question still comes. Do you think you have that ball of fire in your heart that wants to explode, like in myself? If you don't, can you start afresh? Can you come closer to Jesus Christ? Because this was promised to us, not to them only, but to us all. I grab it because it is mine. This power to preach, this power of the gospel, this power of reaching out to nations, this power of reaching out to cultures, this power of reaching out to languages, this power of God, which is the one to touch the whole world. It is called this passage, the Great Commission. One other thing that you need to do, you have to baptize them. One other thing that you need to do, you have to teach them to observe all things whatsoever Christ has commanded us to do. And the law, he says, the third thing, line last, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You are not alone. Whether you are sick or whether you are bereaved, you are not alone. Jesus Christ says that, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world. Do you believe that? How is he with you always? Through the Holy Ghost, he is there for you. Through the Holy Ghost, he is there to do whatever performance you want to do in his name. That is Jesus Christ, our Savior, whom we believe today as Christian. If you claim to be a Christian, you need to prove yourself on these things. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all and Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Brothers and sisters, I feel challenged. I feel you and I, we should do something. We might be missing something. Do you miss something today? Are you missing something? If you are not missing something, reread this verse. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. If you have power, you will witness. If you don't have power, you are not going to witness. If you have power, you will share what you have to people, to individuals, and the people will receive Christ. This is the power which was promised the disciples. See what happened to them when they were filled by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. They straightway moved out to the whole world preaching, and they died that death. They were martyred by the people who were enemies of God, who were enemies of Christ. Because, but they had power. They were not scared, or they didn't fear to preach the word of God, because they had this power called dynamis. And he says, you will be my witnesses once you receive this power. I come again with a question. Are you his witness? Jesus' witness? Or you are just a person? You are just a backbencher in the church? You are just a passenger in the church all of your life until you go to you die? Are you willing to stay a passenger, or you want to be a witness of God? You want to be a witness of Jesus Christ? Tell the people that he died for them here. Jesus expects us to witness as from where we are. Then we spread all over the world, as he commanded here in verse 8, telling his disciples to do. They did it, and you need to do it. I need to do it. It is our responsibility. We can't throw it to anybody. There is no excuse, because there are many people who are not saved. Even here in Wildenhall, even here around Coventry, there are many people, you know, they are not saved. But you just look at them, you think they are nice, and you have nothing to do with them. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Today, my brothers and sisters, this is the word that I brought to us, that we search ourselves, we see how the Holy Spirit is working within us, how the Holy Spirit is pushing us to preach this gospel to the whole world. Maybe we don't have the Holy Spirit. Maybe we never tested the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we can't blame ourselves that we are not doing the right thing, because we never come closer to God through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, once we have the Holy Spirit, or we need to ask God to pour the Holy Spirit upon us so that we can be usable to him. Are you usable to him? Are you available, or you are busy? We need to be available for God any minute. I'm available. I'm praying that you be available for the gospel of God, because it is the Great Commission. Go ye. The go ye message works even to you. It is a message which you owe anything to do with God. If you are not a witness, or if you haven't started, you owe something to Jesus Christ. You owe something to God. But if you didn't do all these things, what do you think? If you don't have compassion as he had, do you belong to him? Or are you with him? Are you in his team? His team had compassion. His team was filled by the Holy Spirit. His team has love, loving the world. For God sent him, because he loved the world, so that he sent him, so that those who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you saving people not to perish? Have you won people to have everlasting life? This is my prayer, that all of us, we should be aware of what Jesus said when he was about to go to heaven. Let's do it. Let's wake up and work hard and work together and do it. Let's not give any chance about it, but let's do it. Let's do it. In Jesus' name, amen.